Zulu, Papa Sierra Zulu.
Key testing.
JAT, this is N4VUT. I hear you loud and clear.
JAT testing. N4JAT.
AT, copy you loud and clear. K4RN.
All right, thank you very much. K4RN, K4JAT. Have, because of the circumstances that we're all familiar with, run out of gasoline here at Spartanburg, and was just trying to see who might be around here that might have some they could bring by for a purchase or something. Over.
Dan, I'm over in Easley, so I'm a good ways from you. Might try to get somebody closer. Over.
We were calling around to try to figure out where we might find that. Okay, well, we'll be listening, and I'm trying some other repeaters, and I've tried Simplex. I think I'll try it again with Big Radio now that I got the...
Thank you. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Mike, mobile, I'm clear.
IW, I just missed the question that you're asking about buying something. I didn't know if you're asking about gas or not.
Clear eye, K4JAT.
Actually, I'm planning for gas for my generator right now. I'm going to head to Woodruff Road where I found some yesterday, and I can tell you. This morning, the QT at Verde and Woodruff Road had gas. They didn't have it later. And then I got gas yesterday at both the 7-Eleven and the QT further on down Woodruff Road in the direction of Woodruff, like beyond 385.
Where exactly, where, how those all relate to where I am. I'm at the junction of US 29 and I-26 here in US 29 and I-26. All right, thank you very much. We'll appreciate any information. K4JAT.
Another place I found gas that you might, it might be easier for you, 85 and 14, which if you're coming down 26, you can look to see that that's probably not that far off of where 26 and 85 meet. But I don't know how far you are from 85 and 26.
Miles, anyway. All right, I'll investigate that. Thank you, K4JAT.
W.
Okay. I know that most of the Sphinx stations have been getting refueled quite often, so even if they're out, you might want to find out when they might do a refill.
I've seen around here at this Ingalls, for instance, in the station across the street and all from it at US 29 and I-26, is that nobody has any power, so everything seems to be shut down. Over.
The Easley Travelers Rest and the 25 down in Greenville, in between Travelers Rest, there's a bunch of stations open. It's just that there are long lines and a lot of people trying to get gas. But if they run out, if you just wait a little bit, they seem to be refueling pretty quickly.
Very fine. Let's see, I'm trying to decide where I am in regard to that. I don't think I have enough gasoline to get that far. Thank you very much, K4JAT.